Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. As has been said, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some have no spiritual beliefs. That's not the case with my guest today, who is my return guest, Athena Starr. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And as I said, Reverend Athena Starr is on the show today. She is a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world teachers, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is also a frequent guest on national TV and radio. She's available for guest speaking, workshops, and session media. And so let me introduce Athena. Happy holidays to you, Athena.
Thank you. Glad to be back with you again at this wonderful week, Christmas week.
It is a wonderful week. It's a joyous time of the year. And hopefully we can find some joyous souls to join us today.
Yes.
If they're not all out doing last-minute Christmas shopping. But Athena always starts off the show, and of course most of you are not listening live, and I encourage you to search my post, which is at blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, because that always features upcoming guests, and Athena is a regular. She's on once a month. And just to let you know, I have some other renowned psychics coming up soon. Kat Edwards from Australia will be on December 29th. Danyan Brinkley, a renowned psychic medium, will be on January 2nd. Jean Gerson Greer will be on January 16th. And Athena will be on again January 24th. And then I have a new psychic, meaning that she's never been on the show before, by the name of Lisa McCall, who also does angel readings. So she will be on January 31st. And all Thursday shows are at 3:30. Friday shows are 7:30. And Monday shows are 5 and 6 p.m. So Athena is always blesses us with a little meditation to start, and God knows we can always use a little meditation. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Athena.
Okay, great. And we're still in this wonderful solstice. The winter solstice was yesterday, and also the new moon was last night at 8 p.m. Eastern. The solstice was at 6, so we're still in that energy of the new moon and the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year, and actually in the North Pole area, few days. So it is a powerful time. Each solstice and equinox are always powerful purification times, and to create the new for the new cycle, the next 3-month cycle. So that's what we'll be doing in our meditation. And, of course, this is a beautiful holy days right now, not holidays, but holy days of sacredness, of remembering Christ with Christ and the birth of Christ, but also the birth of the Christ within, purifying and releasing from the past year, reflecting on all, and then letting it all move into the golden light, the I Am, and bringing in the new octaves of 2015, which are very, very powerful. And this is a powerful time of year to have sessions, both energetically to clear and renew and open up to the guidance and oversight for the new year, especially during now through the next month. And I'm offering a special of $88, including a session, 30-minute session, but also my book and CD called Manifesting with the Masters. So if anyone wants to interact with that, they can get in touch with us at athenastar.com by January, by the first week in January. It'd be good. So God bless everyone. Tiny Tim too. And we're just linking in now with the energy of this powerful solstice, winter solstice. The winter time is the time of incubation, reflection, but also the culmination of all the seeds that have been planted throughout the year, and creating the new, as we said, powerful time of opening up to bridge that pathway of for our next levels and our next step on our path and in our work and in our lives and beyond. So we're just linking in with all the masters and angels, legions of light, a lot of angels here today with us, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Ezekiel, Uriel, Ariel, all the angels of abundance and angels of compassion and angels of healing. We're calling them all in for, you know, Mother Mary herself was visited by the Archangel Gabriel, the great messenger of light. In this sacred time, the renewal on the screen of light, the etheric screen, the ascended master screen above the earth is always at Christmas time is the scene of Bethlehem, and all of that is replayed. And it's like the energetics of such a blessing and opening of the Christed light. And Christ, Jesus the Christ, was a great being. We know that, a great master, great being. And he opens a wide thoroughfare of ascension for all. And also there are many, you know, Joseph was too. Saint Joseph, his father was Saint Germain, the ascended master Saint Germain. Mother Mary too was an ascended master. They all played these roles in that time frame together, those ascended beings, and very powerful protection around them, of course, had to be. And they brought in a great oneness and knowingness of the light, the I Am, that there is only one presence and one power, and not to idolize or worship, you know, idols and other beings, but rather know that you are yourself, the I Am. That was always the message, but some people didn't understand it or know. And it all adds up to love, L-O-V-E, pure, divine, sacred love of Christ, of the oneness that there is only one power and one presence acting in everything, in every cell of our body, in every part of our being. And through that energy, all things are possible for in every step, in every walk, and in every relationship in our life. If you're in that oneness of the I Am, in that knowingness, then everything else just kind of melts away. So we're just linking in with all the legions of light now, the golden Christed light, and let's see, all the angels and legions are coming in, all the elders, and Mayans and Myrians, all the galactic legions. And we're just calling them all in very gently, lovingly in this meditation. Linking with our own mighty I Am presence, just feel this golden spiral of crystalline light open up above you, down through the crown center, through the third eye, as we're breathing in 9, holding 9, releasing 9 count, and through the throat center and the heart, abdomen, solar plex, abdomen, root center, and down through the center of the earth, linking us with Father, Mother, God, the center of the earth, pulsating, beautiful, harmonic shield of Mother Earth, grounding all the energy, and then just feeling that beautiful silver and golden spiral of light move back up through us, back up through the heart center, linking in with the divine. I'm just envisioning a beautiful rose quartz at our heart center as we place our hand there, and just linking in with the mighty I Am, presence, compassion. You just see some beautiful hearts opening up at our heart center, hearts, crystal essence of light, almost like a Christmas tree lighting up at our heart center. And just feeling that oneness and gratitude within with ourselves, gratitude of everything we've accomplished, not just on the earth plane, but throughout time and space of being here in the body. Gratitude within ourselves, with all of our family, our loved ones, our friends throughout the year, and all of humanity and all of the blessed souls that have come here to help our planet in its ascension. Let's feel that oneness now with this beautiful Christmas tree all lit up. I can just see it at the heart center and just expanding out, linking with Christmas tree of planet Earth and crystalline light. It's like all lit up, just all the hearts connecting on Earth as one beautiful Christmas light, Christmas celebration, Christmas, and whether they doesn't religion doesn't matter, doesn't it's just the knowingness of love and the I Am and being one and being present and being there for others, and all the gratitude and love and blessings, especially out to all of humanity that are lost or looking for the light, can't seem to find it, or have given up, are repressed, or have lost their way, or maybe abandoned or abducted, abused children that are maybe crying out for help. So we'll just hold that energy of this beautiful crystalline Christmas tree lit within our hearts in coherence with the hearts of all of humanity and all therein, and with the great central sun and the mighty I Am of all the ascended masters and archangels and angels, seraphim, cherubim, all the angels just floating through. We've got like millions of angels just pouring through the ethers today, just blessing us and blessing all of humanity. And just holding that energy with this beautiful star on top of the Christmas tree, which represents the star of light, the star, the Christed light. And we become that star, that crystalline star. We are that star. And just let the energy move through with all the planet and beyond, and giving gratitude and thanks. And so it is. We have a beautiful lighted Christmas tree now throughout all of Earth. There we go. And just receiving that and just letting the energy come back through, grounding. Always what goes out always is received within. It's a simultaneous energy. And it opens up for the solstice, which is a beautiful, powerful, open gateway of new creation for 2015. seeing in 2015 now through this lighted Christmas tree of light, just new joy and beauty and resurrection, ascension for all of humanity and peace. Of course, peace on earth and abundant love, joy, happiness, awareness of the principles of truth and light and justice for all. And all countries working together, world leaders, for the greatest good of all, for the highest good of all. That would be the best gift. All working in harmony for the highest good of all of humanity. Holding that beautiful Christmas tree essence within the center of Earth throughout 2015 and just linking in with that beautiful crystalline Christmas tree all the time, just knowing that that is the Christmas tree is like the life force. It's the it's a blessing. It's magical. It's creates the new, and it's brings joy and rebirth to all. So we just see that now. That's the symbol. And it's within our hearts. And so it is. We give thanks and gratitude and a very, very Merry Christmas and blessing to each and every one as beautiful ornaments now just and stars just float through the ethers into your heart from all the legions of light. Amen.
And thank you. And we are blessed with some callers.
Wonderful.
The word got out. The word got out. And I happen to know two of them personally. They're dear friends who have not called in before. The first one is Dee Dee, and I'm going to bring Dee Dee live now. Her name is actually Deirdre. Deirdre, you are live with Athena Star.
Hello. I just want to say that the winter solstice was my thought of being reborn, and I posted on Facebook that how do you want to be reborn? And so many things are going on, and everything that you said has been my path. So it's very amazing today how things are unfolding. I don't know. It kind of spooks me out. I have a history, but I'm not going into that. But I don't know. Am I supposed to ask you something, or?
You can. You can ask one question if you like, and we collect emails so that we can stay in touch with you as well if you would like to do that. But just, yeah, one question that you would like to ask, Deirdre, would be fine, and I need your date of birth. Mm-hmm.
Is there a question you would want to ask me?
No, I want you to ask a question because there's so much that we can focus on in the soul's energy in your files. I work with the Akashic Record Keepers as well and the Legions of Light, so that we can answer for you what you would most like to have answered today. There is something. There doesn't have to be something, but we're glad.
Well, I've been in a state of singletude for over a decade, and a person came into my life that is very soulful. I mean, wonderful person. Whether it would be an us or a friend, it does. Right now, I'm not reverting to my old reactions and old ways. I've been on a very enlightened path, let's just say that, my whole life. I lost my daughter in 1985 when she was 18, and then I lost my mother 4 months later on Halloween. And I am a witch. I'm a solitary witch, and I believe in the power of energy. And I don't even know what to ask. I guess I just let the universe answer me because it's worked so far. You know, I live in gratitude. And And I'm thankful, even though I've been cursed. I mean, my name even means sorrow, from the Deirdre of Sorrows and the old Irish legend. And I just feel it's my fate, and I just, you know, let the universe answer for me. But what I think is special is that I've let the universe open up to me. So I don't really know what my question is. There's a set of circumstances today that this person's ex came back into the picture and is laying, you know, their sympathies. And it's like I thought it was moving very smoothly and forward in a healthy and productive way. And now I'm just sitting here on edge, not wanting to eat or move. You know, I'm starting to become paralyzed. And then I got a phone call. And when I answered it, a recording came on, and it just said, goodbye. And the number was 000-000-0000. So I'm spooked. Strange things have happened my whole life, and with me and my niece and my daughter. But this is kind of spooking me out. So I guess my question is, what's going on?
Well,
And my birthday is 10/17/49.
Okay. Anyway, so you have a new, you were saying you have a prospective romantic situation, right? And his ex came back into the picture, right?
Correct.
Yeah. That often happens because energetically, especially if there's some loose ends in something from the past, and that party senses, even though they don't know you or maybe weren't even talking to him recently, they just sense the energetic, like, oh my gosh, that person's gone and it's the holidays and they're feeling sympathetic. You know, people always reminisce about the past and blah, blah, blah. So it's an old energy thing that happens.
Well,
that's what's happening.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You are so bright, and I'm amazed. I am sitting here totally amazed. And it was the ex that contacted them, and laying the guilt trip and all like that. And you know, the person did terrible things.
That will pass through. What I'm getting is, don't put. It's all energetic. Perception, beliefs, and it's all energetic, what we believe, we perceive. And this is a Christmas time. We just did that meditation with the Christ light and Jesus.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you said about what you are. If you call and open up more to Christ and the Christ light in this situation, you're going to find a lot more peace. If you always turn everything over to Christ, the mighty I am, God, the divine, you will find much more peace, especially in this situation. But what I'm getting is, this will pass. You know those words, this too shall pass. This too shall pass.
Oh, absolutely.
And he will be back with you. It is like old remnants of some loose ends that have to be tied up. They say you understand that. You know what it is. So if you remove yourself out of it and you look at it energetically, like you were looking at a thing for a friend, like if this is a friend telling you this story, you would see the whole. So they're saying step back.
Oh, I think it's a good thing that happened, because this has been kind of an, you know, I mean, they were in therapy for this loss and what this person did, and I think this is a closure, and I think it's a good thing, even though it's making
it
me
is.
Crazy.
You're right. I'm getting confirmation from your angels that yes, this is confirmation. This is also a time of you moving into higher levels of spirituality with the angels and with Christ, and moving into higher vibrations and a more evolvement. So that's what this is doing for you. So don't see
it's
it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and mm-hmm. Go outside more and ground yourself more, play, do things that bring you joy and fun and aliveness, and with people that bring you joy during this time, and try and get your mind focused on that, on joy and a lot and wonderful things and other, because energetically dwelling on that, I know you know this.
I know. Dwelling is so bad.
It's not healthy.
Dwelling is not healthy.
But you have other people and other beautiful things around you, focus on them. Do every day, do something wonderful and joyous. We're just talking about, David was just talking about how each day of this week he's doing special things with friends and that. So each day, make it a celebration, not just this week, but all the time. Don't focus on energetica because it's going to move through. It will pass through. See it already done and see the two of you together in a stronger, grounded position because that's what's going to come of this. So just know that. See it already done and passed, and you don't have to do anything. It's just energetically moving through. That's what I'm getting. You don't have to do anything. You just step aside. Does that make sense?
It makes an awfully lot of sense. And, you know, the person is so honest and has always been honest and wasn't ready for commitment, and I was patient, and I have the patience of a saint. And, yeah, I think, like I said, I don't react the ways I did in the past. It's not about me. I'm very empathetic towards how she's feeling or what she's going through because I'd been there. I'm like a step ahead, and I feel like even if it's the best friend in the world that we end up being, it's still, mm-hmm. There was meaning.
Yep.
So you're very wise, and thank you. Me and David are very close,
yeah,
spiritually and socially, and I don't reject Jesus Christ at all because I'm Wiccan. I was a little Catholic girl that brought myself and, and would say the Apostles' Creed with my friends when we had sleepovers. And I mean, I brought that spiritually out myself as a young child, and I've always been on a spiritual path.
Yeah, you've got that foundation. It's there, and it's beautiful. So you keep focusing on that this week. You do
love and gratitude.
Yes, joyous things with other people. Put your attention on other new people and new events and new whatever.
I do. It just occurred. Yep. It just occurred. I went to the most wonderful Christmas party at a log cabin, and the people were wonderful, and musicians, and there was nothing but good energy around. It was wonderful.
That's great.
And I did make new friends. And, you know, I do trust the universe, but this just whole day spooked me out. And I thank you very much for talking to me. I'm sure there's other people that want to get through. And
Merry Christmas to you. Have a wonderful end of the year and new year, and just know that is that relationship. Just see it already fruition and
manifesting.
All the visioning, do the visioning and know that, and just be at peace in heart, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessed be.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Thank
you,
David.
Bye-bye now. Yep. Okay, we're now going to Albert. Albert, you're live with Athena Star. Say hello.
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 Sorry, I'm a little bit rattled here. I don't know how to really, I don't even really know what to ask. I was listening to what you were saying before calls were opened up, and it was just absolutely beautiful. Just blown away by it.
That was coming through from all the legions of light that we work with. God bless you. I've been doing this work 25 years, so it's like riding a bicycle. It's just automatic. So,
yeah.
You don't have to worry about what to ask, Albert. If there's some question in your heart that you would like to ask, you can put that forward. If you have some concern for yourself or for someone else, you can put that forward. If there's something from your past that you'd like her to address or some concern for the future, you can ask her about that.
Okay. Last night I was just listening to some music on a CD I have, and all of a sudden I closed my eyes, and then I just saw like this white-winged individual. It was he was carrying me in my arms, and I was like in his arms, and I was flying. I just was like, I'm wondering if that was an angel or what, or what.
Yeah, I'm getting the essence of Gabriel. Yes. Wow, what did you do to earn the wings of Gabriel?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I was just listening to music.
Yeah.
was just listening to music, and all of a sudden it just was like something triggered very much when you listen to certain kinds of music. Does that set off triggers or something?
Well, it's a frequency. See, music is different frequencies. Like the Strauss waltzes, that's a violet flame frequency. When you play Strauss waltzes or Mozart music and like that, Strauss, it's the violet flame, Saint Germain, and that brings in that energy. So, yes, music brings in certain frequencies and vibrations which help you open up. That's why people say, oh, that music was so helpful to me and so healing and soothing. Yeah, it was, because it is. It's opening up higher frequencies. So what happened also was that they wanted you to have evidential. So you're the type, well, we all do, to have evidential proof or confirmation of connection with spirit. You've been asking for that on some level, so that's what they're showing you. So that you have, and you should make notes of that when those happen, exactly what's happening or what's being said. Journal it. Keep a little log. It can be very simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. And because they're going to accumulate more and more of those to the point where it will just amaze you at times. So it's like, and you put it together like in a little book kind of a thing. But, yeah, Gabriel, that was happened so you would have evidential knowingness and belief. Some have to have that kind of thing to believe and know, but also so you can share with others. But that was Gabriel, because this is the time of angels. This is this time of year, the Christ presence, the veil is very thin, and the Christ presence and essence is very powerful. All the angels are with us, and because everyone is, their hearts are open too. So when more hearts are open, spirit can work through us more directly and more clearly, and there's more presence. Does that make sense? You understand?
That does. It really does. And I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to do that journaling.
Yeah. I wish every month was like December. I mean, everybody does, but it's like you can feel the difference. And it's because I was,
yeah.
The other thing I was getting, because people are open. They're gratitude. They're so happy. They're so joyous. They are expectation of like a child of, oh, and then sharing gifts, even if it's small little gifts of appreciation or their honor. I was going, what is it that brings up that energy of that beautiful? And it was because people are being honored and respected and receiving acknowledgement from others, you see. And all year long, we go along our way and we forget to, we don't acknowledge even ourselves at times. And so that's what it is. That keeps raising all the energies. It's so wonderful. So Gabriel came to kind of tap on your shoulder, take you flying with, and kind of let you know that Gabriel is a very strong legion with you. Gabriel has, each archangel has millions of angels in their legions. So Gabriel is getting your attention, and you have a strong connection with Gabriel, the messenger, and that's wisdom, the white crystalline light. It's wisdom, but it's also ascension energy. Gabriel, you should read about Gabriel more so you have more of an affinity with Gabriel, especially, and also as a protector, but the wisdom, the messenger. So that's what you are. You're like a messenger for others. So that was very significant for you, and they want you to write that down, what happened and what was, because there'll be more episodes of close encounters with close encounters.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. It's like Mother
and
Mary.
Albert.
See, not only Mary. Not Gabriel didn't just visit Mary. Visits a lot. And they said because
Albert,
you were aware, and you were in tune to listen and to see that, then they knew that. So you're a messenger. So you're going to just stay tuned for the next one. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Albert. And mark your calendar for January 24th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Athena will be back on. Call in and give us a report if anything else like this has happened, because you are indeed a mess. Okay, thank you for calling.
See you.
We're going to move on to area code 831. I'll bring you live in just a moment.
Also, that one that just called in, there's more messages for Albert, so if Albert would contact me directly, for a small
okay.
session or whatever would work out. It would be very good at Athena.
Okay,
Stardust.
I will send him a message.
Okay.
Right now we have live area code 831. You're on the air with David Clark and Athena Starr. Say hello. Can you hear me, area 831? The first three digits of your phone number are 375. Are you there? Well, we may be having some technical difficulty. I'll come back to you in a moment. Please hang in there and know that you're not forgotten. I'm going to go to a Skype caller, which is the only other caller that we have. Let's see here. Okay, I have a Skype caller on the line. Whom are we speaking with, please?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. This is Carolyn. Hi, Athena.
Hi, Carolyn.
David.
How are you?
I am great. Merry Christmas for everybody.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. You missed a beautiful meditation, but do you have a question for Athena Starr today, who's on the air with me?
Yes. I have this dilemma, Athena. I'm a literary agent, and around a year ago, I signed on publishing services, this author. But it ends up that I'm I'm very intuitive, and the angels are always with me. And I saw that between the previous publishing book that they had and the one that the manuscript they had given me, that there was a big problem. It's like a fifth grader writing, and it's like the other one's sophisticated. So I kind of, on my own, I started questioning, is this the real author? And then there was a lot of things that started happening, and I just felt really strong that she's not the true author, that it was snatched. And because I'm a good investigator, I got in contact with a person that's the actual author. But I think she doesn't know who I am. I don't blame her. I tried to, not to make friends, but to, I even send her documentation so she can do something about it, because this is real serious, you know. This is like a theft. I'd like to know, it's been like 3 months, and I'd like to know, is she going to do something about it? She's going to get a lawyer? Is she going to court? How does she feel about this whole thing?
You mean the real author?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's being researched or investigated. So you're talking with the real one, right?
Yes, I am. I fired the other one. I got rid of her because it was not. Many things started coming up. It wasn't the only thing she had done that I thought was like, I was very suspicious. And my,
yeah.
You know, that internal voice.
Yeah, it's like in every arena, in every business, including in the writing, there are those, the cons and the opportunists, we call them. And so that's what that was. And that party is doing that with others. Does that with other situations. So it's catching up to them, though, to that party. And in that arena, and also because of what you're doing or reporting or whatever, it's catching up to that party. So it's all going to come tumbling down on top of them in the next 1 to 3 months. So it will, it'll backfire. But they have some gifts, but not that much. And it's like in this work, there are people who go out and say, "Oh, I'm a medium, and I'm this and whatever," and then they're just tuning into something, and they're not really there authentically, and they get found out. But they, in the meantime, they're an opportunist, and they present, and they do. You know, it's a con thing. So it's the same thing in every arena. There are that, but it's a younger soul. They have to learn the hard way. And you did the right thing, and it's being investigated, researched, checked into. And so you did the right thing, so now you're on track with that. And I also invite you to go look at my book online on my website, athenastarr.com, in case you might be able to help me, celebrity.
Listen, I am more than, that's my mission anyway. I used to be a banker. in Manhattan.
Oh, wow.
I just knew that that wasn't for me. But I was there many decades, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, like, feel like, I don't know, something, I think my dad died, and it's just like I got an awakening, you know, that life isn't just about going to work and coming home. And it took me 8 years to find, you know, some people, it's like 8 months, it took me 8 years to find who I really, truly am, what my mission is. And my mission has always been, even when I was in banking, to help people. And that's all I want to do. So, yes, I love to help people, you know, whatever. And the way I look at every single person that comes to me in a very spiritual way, you know, if this person's in alignment, you know, to helping other people, it's not about me. I'm just a connector.
Right.
So the way I look at it is like, does this person bring in these messages that are supposed to be spread and their light are supposed to spread across the world? And that's what I want to do, too. I want to go across the world. I'm planning on a manifesting London.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting London, 2015 September.
Ooh.
Yeah, you guys want to come?
Hey.
Let's manifest.
Yes, I do. I have a big suitcase.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I really love to do that also. That's like, I have a literary agency. Yes.
Yeah, I want to send an email to myself, and please put out there, if you want to, your literary agency, in case there are other authors that are listening. I'm an author. I've got 4 books published, but I don't have an agent. 2 of my books are published by traditional publishers, but I really need to get an agent, and a screenplay is being written on my latest book, and the guy thinks that it will be picked up by a major studio. So I feel I'm inclined in a positive direction. But what is the way I can get in touch with you or Athena?
No, this is what I'll how about, is there like on your website?
Do you want me to give you my email address?
You could give me your email address. I'll be more than happy. And I also could look on your website. Do you have it on your website? So not really.
I do. AuthorDavidClark.com. It's Clark with an E. And if you go under spiritual counseling, there is a way to contact me that way. But my email address is dcowders, C-O-W-D-E-R, at TWCNY.RR.com.
Oh my gosh. You're not going to believe this, Dave. Before,
yeah.
I get nervous. Listen, I got really nervous about calling about this, but I asked the angels, like,
really?
while you're both talking, I asked the angels, should I call in? I got the goosebumps. And I said, that's my answer. So this is
great.
Synchronicity.
Great. Goosebumps
isn't
are good. Goosebumps
I'm going to contact
are good,
both of
and
you.
Tingling
yeah, and
around the head is another good sign. You know, the angels are with you then, and they can give affirmative messages in a lot of ways, and maybe Athena can clue us into other ways that they can let us know that we're on the path.
Hey, there's a flooding of them coming in, yeah. Carolyn, could I also have your email address? Is that possible?
Of course, I could give it right now. It's
okay.
Do you want me to say it on the air? Because it doesn't matter to me. It'll be good for other authors, too.
Sure. But why don't you go right ahead?
It's Carolyn, Caroline. Caroline. R. Olivera, that's my last name. That's O-L-I, V as in Victor, E-I-R-A. At gmail.com. So it's
okay.
Carolyn.Olivera@gmail.com.
Is it Carolyn.R or Carolyn R?
No, Carolyn.R and then dot Olivera.
Gotcha. Okay. I copied it down too. I will get in touch with you. I'd be very interested in it. Where are you based?
Jersey.
Is it your own agency?
I'm sorry?
Is it your own agency that you run?
I just started just a couple months ago, and everything's synchronicity. somebody, very well, a person that's already an author, just contacted me, knows I'm capable of doing things, and I love to do it. And it's a children's book. I think that one's going to be a bestseller. Then I have a British lady that's been, like, one of the, been contacted, like UFO, and but she has a beautiful story to tell. And that one, too, in my heart, I feel like it's going to be a TV series and a movie, too. But first, I hope it's going to be a bestseller. Could be a bestseller, and I go to what I do is I connect, you know, I connect the manuscript to the correct publisher. So whether it's a top publisher in New York or whether it's a boutique, a smaller one, it really connects, you know, and until now these two are the top. And I have, and I don't waste my time, what I or the author's time. I do it within 90 days. If within 90 days, you know, I don't get a response, then we go a different route. So until now, it's all in alignment. I just got so it's really neat. So I think that the way I work, it's not like I don't like to work like third dimension the way the publishers do. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to change that.
Right.
Energy.
You're out of the box with that. That's what I'm. You have to be. You're creating on another level that arena, and that's wonderful. That's what we need. You know, more. Every arena should have. That level of creativity, even the law, legal and everything else, you know, people that are out of the box and they're creating new roadways, new thoroughfares of energetically changing systems and everything, and that's what you're doing. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And my website is just simply athenastar.com, and the first chapter or two of my book are out, and the cover's on there, but I can send you the book and Celebrities in Spirit, and it's about the celebrities and their messages through the masters, and you'll see.
That sounds great. That title is perfect. It's beautiful.
It
I
does
love
sound
it.
Great. Athena, Caroline, right? You sound as if you're a visionary too, and I'm sure trust that you believe there are no accidents, no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. So we three were brought together today for a reason with very few callers. We do have one other caller to go to. Okay. And I thank you very much for calling in. And God bless you at Christmas and always and with your business.
And when the final message for you is keep up the good work. You're getting like 3 gold stars above your head, Caroline. So you're doing very well. You're on... beyond very well, and you're on track, and keep up the great work. That's what they're saying, okay?
Oh, thank you. Love you guys. Love you, love you, love you. Wonderful. And
love you. Love you. And please look at blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark for upcoming shows. I do have Athena will be back on December 24th. My schedule's only flushed out through January 2nd, but I have two other prominent psychics that will be on in the next week. So feel free to call in anytime.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Okay,
thank you.
You too. We're going to try to go to area code 831 again. I don't know if there's a problem. Area code 831, can you hear me?
I can, yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Oh, were we frustrating you before?
No.
Oh, okay, because I did try to pick you up before this last caller, and for whatever reason it wasn't working. What's your name, please?
Hi, David, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen, thank you for your patience. You've been listening to us for quite a while.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you for being on.
Yes, well, meet Athena Starr and feel free to ask her what's on your mind or in your heart.
Oh, thank you. I would like to know what she sees regarding the outcome of my claim against the people who are administering my mother's estate.
And can I ask what state that's in, please?
Hi, Athena, that's in California.
Thank you. That helps me a little bit. Okay, and what was your mother's name, please, first name?
Valeria.
What?
Valeria.
Valeria. Okay. Beautiful name. Okay. They're settling the estate. Are these attorneys or?
Yeah, attorneys and trustees who have have been acting with misconduct.
Yep, that happens all the time, doesn't it? Seems like this somebody should write a book on that. There's so many. There's so many of them. When there's always. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting from her. She's helping with this from spirit. She's helping you with it. She understands and she knows what's going on. Also, a lot of angels help. You've been calling for help from above, and you're getting that. Always remember it's important to express the gratitude every day of that, gratitude in advance of that. Also, call on Saint Germain. Beloved Saint Germain helps with situations like this and justice and rightness, and he comes through and always helping us in that situation. The violet flame is a justice ray also. Saint Germain will greatly assist you with this. I can also help you in a private session. There's some things I don't want to say on the air here, but I'd like you to follow up for a session with me. Not just because, but because that's what I'm getting. That would be an advantage for the situation. Okay, justice will prevail. It's like you got to walk through the fire a bit. There's like that's like the pathway is narrow, like it's not all straight, whatever. There's different challenges or barriers, but in the end there will be victory and justice will prevail. But holding the energy and doing the work spiritually on it is very important. Otherwise, it wouldn't, because there's a tight hold on this. There's more than one party involved, and there's like, I see hands in the pot. There's several hands in the pot, and they're holding on, gripped really tightly. So on the earth plane, if you weren't opening up and asking and approaching this in a more higher spiritual way, it probably wouldn't come out in the way that it needs to for the highest good. So I hope this is helping you, because that's what I'm seeing. In the end, there will be a victory, okay?
Thank you so much. That's very helpful. I appreciate it immensely.
And I'm going to give you my cell phone number so you can call me to follow up the next week or two when it works for you. And that number is 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. Very important. I don't get it usually that strong, but very important you contact us, because Saint Germain. I work with Saint Germain hand in hand. We're very close in alignment. And when we're born, we're born into certain legions of different color rays. And I'm with the legion of the violet flame. The gold also, but the violet flame especially, and I kind of feeling like you are too. So Saint Germain's getting giving me a big signal, like yep, he's got more to convey and help you on your pathway, not just for this. Okay, so I'm so glad you called in today. Merry Christmas.
And I'll tell you, Karen, Athena has never on the air told anybody that before, that she has a special message to deliver. So. Keep that in mind, and thank you so much for calling in and being patient.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm very happy to get this message. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. God bless. And Athena, we have since gotten two other callers. I'm sorry I cut you off, Karen, mid-sentence. Are you able to take two more calls?
Yes, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. I see a familiar area code 315. Somebody is ahead of you. I'm going to area code 402. You are live on the air with Athena Starr and David Clark.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name, please?
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Say hi to Athena.
Hi, Athena. I love that name. I named my dog that one.
Hi there.
because she was so loving, you know, little
cockapoo.
Yeah, I loved her. She used to sit and wait for me in the driveway to come home from school.
Yes, cuddly little thing, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I named her Athena.
I see that. Yes, beautiful. Anyway, what is your question today?
My home situation is really tough. Not people, but actual building. I'm wondering if I'm going to be how to get it restored.
Okay. What did you say? I'm sorry. I spaced out for a minute. Your building, what did you say? The building is in chaos?
Falling apart. Yeah, falling apart.
Where you're living and you own it?
Yes.
Okay, so can you just kind of tell me?
Yeah, there's a association, a homeowners association, supposed to fix a lot of things.
Yeah.
They haven't, and
right.
They're trying to take it from me. Yeah.
Right, discredit you. Trying to discredit you is what I'm getting.
Yes.
People around
you.
It's like a circle of energy around you trying to discredit you, and it's like a movie, you know, watching a movie like, okay, how are we going to move up? Again, everything spiritually, as we tune in, you're on the right track with asking for help spiritually and turning it over, not just turning it over, but it's like a pathway for you. It's a lesson learning to rise above it, and then when you're victorious, then you're a greater teacher and example for others, and it's like there's a reason why you're going through this, and you don't give up. You're a strong party, and that's why they those people like that, they come after those that are a threat to them, that are strong in their presence and everything, and you're a very strong lady. So, hold on now. Let's just see here. Archangel Michael's coming in with this situation. Wow, yeah, Michael, you need him. He is strong. He'll come in and cut everything with his sword, you know, cut through
That's what I'm praying. I pray to him every day.
Well, there you go. Michael is right with you. Oh, my God, so strong, his sword. And I just see, you know, the sword is also the
right.
Mind, and it cuts through, and it's like he's cutting through all this stuff, and he's right around. It's like this huge presence because, again, each archangel, as we said, have millions of angels in their legions. So when you're calling on the
right.
Archangel, you're working with them, you're also having the assistance of their legions, okay? And
right.
He's with the Blue Flame Legion, and that's protection, purification, it's clearing, it's communication, it's faith also. So you're right on with that, and Michael is a consort with you. I also communicate with him daily as well.
Thank you.
And very much
that's
with
nice,
us.
And nice
you're doing really
that,
well with it. So Michael's got this legion of energy around the situation. And he's saying, don't forget us. Don't forget that. It's like part of you doesn't, you're still not in the full faith of this yet, but he's saying you're moving up into it. And in the next couple weeks or so into the new year, you'll be like right where you want to be energetically with it. It's like you don't want to keep fluctuating from being in faith to not. See, when your energy drops, like when you're dealing with a situation, if your vibration drops, and then you go into the lower levels emotionally or whatever, then it's harder to move it back up, and everything seems dismal or whatever. And so he's helping you to graduate to these higher levels as well as Saint Germain. Remember I told you he was a justice. He's the master that helps with situations in justice. And so he's also helping, and beloved Saint Germain and Ezekiel. Ezekiel is the overseer of the angels of the violet flame. Ezekiel, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, are the strongest coming in with helping you in this situation. You're also moving, you're graduating to higher levels within yourself through it. So it's like a testing for you, and you're doing really well. You will, okay, hold on a second here. Yeah, she is going to, I'm getting like the 5th of January, the week of the 5th of January, there's an energy shift that happens. It's like an open, like a relief, like something you've been working on comes into like an apex that week. So look for that, okay? And, oh, the 6th is Epiphany Day, right? January 6th?
Right.
So I'm getting that week, an opening, like in other words, a shift that you've been wanting in that situation. So keep with it, stay with it, stay in faith, keep moving up and energetic, and stay, when you're saying stay in faith, stay in faith. She fluctuates, doesn't believe in herself fully, but we are helping her to do that. And as she moves into the higher frequencies of faith itself, she will then see the victory that she has been seeking. That's the words that are coming through. How's that?
Wow.
They just spoke it through me, yes.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And congratulations,
okay.
Well, in advance. Congratulations in advance.
When they say I step back or I, you know, come out of it, is that when I'm trying to figure out exactly who's doing this myself, or should I just give this over?
Exactly. Keep turning it over. Don't try to figure out all the details, because it'll all be revealed to you, and it's all being worked through. See, when Spirit's working on something, if our mind tries to figure out all the details, sometimes it just gets
messed up.
Well,
okay.
We get entangled in our emotions, and then our energy moves. Yeah, so you want to keep a high energy of knowingness and let them work out the details, because it's all going to be shown to you, everything. So, yeah, so if that makes sense to you, keep letting go and letting God and knowing and seeing in your mind's eye the full outcome of what you would want, what you want created. Just see that. See it right now. Bring it into your heart center, what that looks like, the end result, and just keep knowing that every day. Just knowing
okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I've had to call on. It's been the weird thing is it has not just a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle.
I know.
Whoever this is throwing all kinds of evil at me.
Yeah, but you have a strong legion around you, and they are going to, Christ is also.
Right.
So stay in that, do things that keep your vibration up, go to a place where you, like in nature, if you go to a church or whatever, stay in places where the frequency is high, don't let yourself drop down to their levels within yourself, but I'm just saying get the assistance you need in the outer world to stay in the faith frequency. That's what I'm getting to tell you. And that itself will bring the victory that you're seeking. It'll all just move through. And you have others somebody else physically is going to be helping you too. Someone on the earth plane is going to be helping you more with this situation. So in the next week, I think in the next couple of weeks. But anyway, the week of the 5th of January, there's a breakthrough for you in a very good way, and and it'll be a relief, and you'll, from there, so it's like you'll know you've passed your test and everything's moving forward, okay?
Okay, honey.
God bless you now.
You. Yeah.
God
thank
bless
you too. God bless
thank you for
you.
Calling
thank
in
you.
Today. Okay.
Yeah,
goodbye
you.
Now.
Bye.
We lost area code 315. Do you have time to take a question from me, Athena?
Okay.
What I'm wondering is, I've put forward a little bit of my situation, but I've been in a place of financial challenge for some time, and challenge in terms of my writing career taking off. And I'm wondering when I can expect some kind of results, and what I should do to sit back and just allow the universe to take care of the situation.
Sit back and take care. Well, remember how we talked about by the middle of the year, 2015, you know, remember May, June, July, somewhere in there, I think I remember getting that. That's when things would start connecting more on that, more out there, more, and it's still in it being prepared or created or whatever, but May, June, July, somewhere in there is when it really starts to come together. So you're still, it's still being formulated is what I'm getting.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does make perfect sense to me. Yeah.
And you've done your homework, you've done the groundwork, and that's very good. And so everything's moving along very well. Very cooking, it's all baking. The cookies are all baking.
I like that metaphor. Thank you.
You have quite a variety, too. You have a nice variety.
Yeah, for the people listening, we're laughing because I was telling Athena before the show started, I baked 45 dozen cookies for Christmas this year. And Athena was assertive enough to suggest that she would like some cookies, so I took down her name and address. Sorry I can't do it for everybody, but I would if I could. So thank you, Athena, for joining us today.
Yes.
And I will look forward to our next session on January 24th. I wish you well with the agent because you are such a profound visionary and you have such a strong connection to the angels. And I, too, am a visionary, and I see your future as bright. I see you coming into a place where you will manifest the prosperity consciousness that you're holding for yourself. And so my suggestion to you is that you do what you said to one of the last callers, and that is to envision it as complete, because it already is in this now moment.
Yes, that's beautiful. And I, in retrospect now, I wish I had done this, your next show earlier in January, because there's a lot in 2015, and 24th seems so far away, but time does
fly.
Well,
my dear, I have openings in early January. I have openings on Monday, January 5th, Monday, January 12th, and I have those are early January openings. So write those down and let me know if any of those resonate with you. Again, I have the 12th. Shall I put you down for that?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. 9, 10, 11, 12. That would be 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now, I guess, or thereabouts. I'm not looking at a calendar, but it sounds like 3 weeks. So for those that are listening who want to follow up with Athena, we certainly have no problem with people calling in again. And she will be on the show on January 12th, which is a Monday at 5 p.m. And you all have the call-in number, so I wish you all well. And Athena,
and
have a...
My website again, athenastar.com, and directly 808-258-1063. It's been a wonderful joy, David, and Merry Christmas, and God, and Happy Holidays, and a great New Year to everyone.
All, same to you and to all. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.